Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Penn State was the first major program to fire their coach. Mm-hmm. The very first one.
Yes.
They did this way back when. What were they, six games in, something like that, when they fired him? So they did this, well, like 2 months ago. And since then, we've had everything go on with Ole Miss, with Virginia Tech, with UCLA.
The entire carousel turned.
The entire one. And so far, they've been turned down. And by the way, this is not like, this isn't speculation. They have been turned down by Matt Rhule, Kalani Sitake, Cignetti, Elko, Drinkwitz, Clark Lee, Jeff Brohm, who apparently just turned him down at Louisville,
correct,
and Bob Chesney, who was the James Madison coach. I want you to realize that Bob Chesney was like, nah, I'm not going to wait around to see what happens with Kalani Sitake. He said no and took the UCLA job. He was not willing to wait around for Penn State. He took UCLA. Mm-hmm. And now I don't know what Penn State's doing at this point, but they have no coaching staff. They have two recruits. They have one of the worst recruiting classes. Have you ever seen?
It's the worst recruiting class in program history.
Have you ever seen anything like this from seemingly, quote, a top 10 program?
Yes. Not only two recruits, but again, during the Clay Helton last year that he was retained, they had the 12th best recruiting class in the Pac-12. And USC at that time was viewed. Now, people forget Clay Helton had a couple of 10-win seasons. Yeah. They were pretty good. So to finish 12th in the early, you know, on early signing day was a huge problem. That said, this feels like a whole nother tier below that. This is another delineation below that. They're 135th nationally with two kids. That's disastrous. I mean, yeah, it's absolutely disastrous. And this isn't second guessing. This was first guessing. We talked about this on West Coast Bias. Both of us said, James Franklin's a good coach.
Yeah.
So you better, if you're going to get rid of him in the middle of the year, you better have a plan, because you've now gotten rid of him with enough runway to salvage your recruiting class.
Yeah.
And if you can't do that, you failed. They've already failed. Even if you go get, like, I've seen some Brian Daboll stuff, which, by the way, I think is an intriguing hire, and we've seen in the past programs struggle to hire a coach, and it works out. Oregon wanted Michigan, Tom Izzo.
Yeah.
When they were looking for a basketball coach. And it went weeks, and people went, who are they going to hire?
Yeah.
Well, they're going to get Creighton's coach, Dane Altman. He's a pretty good coach. Well, it worked out really well for him. So it can still work out. But when you do this in the middle of the year, in the college football current era we're in, with as much runway as they had, almost two full months before signing day, you have to have a plan in place. And if you don't fire James Franklin. Look at Cal. Cal is nowhere near the profile of a program, nor the budget of a program like Penn State. And it was pretty clear when they got rid of Wilcox that they had a guy in line. And it turns out it's very likely that it was Tosh LePoy.
Tosh LePoy.
Oregon's defensive coordinator.
And if it's not LePoy, they had Rolovich that they knew would take the job. And supposedly they were comfortable if they don't get LePoy and he wanted to stay, they pivot and they go to Rolovich.
Correct.
There's a plan.
When I covered Washington State when they had Paul Wolf, Paul Wolf was fired, and people went, I get it, because he's struggled, but you better have a plan. Well, it turned out they'd met with Mike Leach and agreed in principle to an idea, to terms. It wasn't fully finalized, but they had a basic outline of an agreement before Wolf was even announced as being fired. So there's a way to do this to ensure that you don't have a lapse and you don't have a gap. How Penn State ended up in this place, it's unforgivable. They had a solid program. They had a month-long slump for a program that's been very good through James Franklin's tenure, who's produced a ton of NFL talent, who's done a great job at, for the most part, taking a program that, what would we call them, a second-tier Big Ten program?
They were, yeah, they,
and
they,
stabilizing
they were in
them,
the Wisconsin kind of level.
And stabilizing them as a consistent force.
Yeah.
Not a juggernaut, but a consistent force in the Big Ten. And now you have the 136th best recruiting class in the country. And if we're talking the next 3 years, who are you buying stock in? Virginia Tech, who just hired James Franklin, or Penn State, who seems rudderless all of a sudden and guaranteed is taking a dip in this next recruiting cycle?
Isn't it crazy, too? Like, I've heard that he has flipped, what, something like between 9 and 11 recruits from Penn State have gone to Virginia Tech?
Yes.
So he basically took Penn State's recruiting class.
Yeah, I drink your milkshake.
It's just, it's unbelievable. And someone, I didn't know this, someone pointed out, Bob Chesney, who was the James Madison coach, who, by the way, like, whether or not he's the next Cignetti, because he, you know, obviously he took over for Kurt Cignetti, he's got kind of that vibe, right?
That's the profile.
Good looking guy, young, energetic, pretty fiery, right? Like that's like kind of what you're looking for. He'll do really well, you would think, at UCLA. He's from Pennsylvania. He played college football at Dickinson College. Guess where Dickinson's in? It's in Pennsylvania. Yeah. He was in your backyard. Like, what are you doing? And the other one, too, is you got undone by a cookie. The crumble cookie people outbid you. Kalani Sitake was coming to Penn State until the crumble cookie people were like, all right, we can come through. You made BYU, who pays nothing. BYU historically has paid their coaches
They're famous for it. They're famous for that.
What's the idea of... They lean heavy into the, like, hey, this is the Lord's
university. It's a duty. It's an honor.
And make no mistake about it. Like, when Sitake was making that decision, he met with high-up church leaders. I'm sure they leaned on him. But they also quadrupled his salary, and apparently they're giving him a bunch of money in NIL. They're committed to this. And one of the things is they went to the crumble cookie guy. They have a guy that owns like a nutrition company and another guy that owns crumble cookies.
Polar opposites.
Yeah. And they were like, hey, man, we're going to need some funding here. And they were like, yeah, you're Penn State and you couldn't beat cookie money?
I know.
What a weird.
20% less frosting for the next year and a half. We got to save money.
What a weird world we're living in that I would have never thought that BYU could beat out Penn State.
And this is why I make the argument that college football in a lot of ways is in a healthier place than it's ever been. I understand that the bad is loud.
Yeah.
It's loud. Yeah. There's no doubt.
Sure.
But if I told you, again, we talked about this yesterday a little bit, if I told you players are getting paid, we're having more competitive conferences, talent is more saturated in these conferences where there's more good matchups, that teams like Indiana and Vanderbilt can not only make a run at a college football playoff and have results they haven't had in their program's history, but also when teams come calling to poach their coach, they can retain them.
Yeah.
Then they can sign five-star quarterbacks away from Georgia, and programs like BYU who want to invest can keep their coaches. You'd say, hey, it sounds like things are pretty healthy.
Yeah.
TV ratings are the best they've ever been. Now, there are clearly
bad
issues with that. And I'm not trying to make the argument. If you're an Oregon State fan, a Washington State fan right now listening, you're saying to hell with this argument. And I respect that.
But that's a small
But there
piece.
Are some areas where things are better. And I think, you know, you look at BYU, Indiana, Vanderbilt, to me, that's the story of this season.
Yeah.
And that will go down as the story of this season on top of whoever wins this national title. That's what I'll remember.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I came from obviously a mid-tier, you know, we were in the Mountain West, right? I was there when the Mountain West was formed. And I never believed that BYU could be competitive. I didn't.
On a national
level. On a national level, right? And it was one of those things that I once I got there, I think I kind of regretted. That was one of the things I regretted.
It's a Ty Detmer ain't walking through that door kind of vibe.
Yeah.
What was your first season there?
97.
Okay. So you might have fallen under that. They had just missed out on the Bowl Alliance game. And so you saw like, maybe.
And we had 2 years where we were a top 10 school.
Exactly.
You know, and so, but like, I going back and talking to myself, I would have been like, it's not fun to play against New Mexico and UNLV. Now, we played a great non-con. I mean, I got to play, you know, Notre Dame and Alabama and Virginia and Mississippi State and Washington and Cal and Arizona State.
Sure.
But those were four games a year.
Right.
You know, and so I understand. Like, if I could go back and tell myself over again, I think I probably would have made a different decision. Because I had options to obviously go play in the Big Ten or the Big 12 or the Pac-10 at the time.
Sure.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
But I understand, once I was there, it was fine. Like, we didn't really have the obviously transferring was way harder and all that. So I was just like, hey, this is my lot. It's fine. I'll stick it out here. Get a good education, all that. I never would have thought, because I had BYU fans all the time would talk to me about like, hey, what do you think? And I was always like, no. Like, we aren't going to compete in that level. I mean, I was at the point where I was like, dude, if you split into like a top tier, you know, there's nothing wrong with BYU going down a level and being a big fish in a small pond.
Yeah.
I was like, with our restrictions, with the honor code and everything, we're not in a major conference. We're not going to be in a major conference. I was like, it's fine. Like, I have realistic expectations. This world that we live in now has changed all of that.
Yes.
I mean, BYU is an actual, we can talk about it another time. BYU right now, if anyone has a complaint about the current system and the way they're being treated, it's not Miami, it's not Texas, it's not Notre Dame, it's BYU. BYU is 11-1. There has never been in the history of the AP poll at the end of the year 11-1 team that has not been in the top 10.
Sure, but.
No.
Come on.
No.
You've seen.
But this is what I'm talking about.
They don't pass the eye test.
Okay. Well,
but you're still saying in the history, it doesn't matter. There's been other teams that don't pass the
eye test. Did SMU pass the eye test last year?
No, I get your point.
Did SMU pass the eye test?
No, I just said no.
Yeah, and SMU made the playoff. Right. Who beat SMU last year?
I don't remember.
BYU.
Okay, well.
But BYU was not considered. And by the way, I'm not trying to make the argument that BYU is one of the top 11 teams in the country.
Where'd you go to college?
BYU.
Okay. But I'm just teasing. I know.
But unlike, I think Dirt does this. Dirt puts on the duck-colored glasses. I do not.
No, you don't. You're very fair.
I am very fair. Trust me. BYU is going to get drilled by Texas Tech, and it won't matter.
And it won't. But, yeah. That's what I think, too. I think Texas Tech is going to smack them.
But when ESPN puts up the demographic, and they're comparing Alabama, Notre Dame, and Alabama and Miami, right? Mm-hmm. They put up those three logos. Mm-hmm. The one that isn't up there is BYU, because if you look at quality wins, top 25 wins, strength of schedule, you know who has a better resume? It's BYU. And it's not like, this isn't my opinion. This is fact.
Yeah, you're saying based on the statistics of where teams are ranked and who they've beaten.
Based on what the committee is putting out there, BYU has a better argument than any of those other teams. And so think about this, a Power Four, imagine an ACC team, an SEC team, or a Big Ten team being 11-1 and not making the playoff. It wouldn't be possible.
Sure.
With the Big 12, it is. And I don't know if that's a Big 12 thing. I don't know if it's a BYU thing.
I think it's a Big 12 ACC thing. I mean, so we might have a situation here where BYU gets left out as an 11-1 team, where right now, if it ended today, they'd be left out.
Yes.
And no ACC team or no ACC at large bid gets in at all.
So it's a weird.
And isn't there a world where no ACC team gets in either?
Yeah.
And this is kind of my point is, it has become the Big Ten, the SEC, and everybody else.
Yeah.
And that's why I think eventually these big brands, and I think BYU is one of them,
yeah,
they're going to push to be in the Big Ten. You're going to get maybe Arizona State to push to be in the Big Ten. You're going to have Clemson and Florida State want to push to be in the SEC, because the line, it's not a fine line. It's a very firm line in the sand that if you're not in the Big Ten or the SEC, we are not quite as willing to listen to your argument.
But
in fact, you're kind of wasting our time, isn't fair.
But we're willing to do it with Notre Dame, and we're willing to do it with Miami.
We're
doing it right now.
Miami's going to go back-to-back years, potentially, Miami, being the bubble team.
And we'll talk about Miami will get in. My point is, I'm not here to say, look, I get it. BYU is not getting in.
And I'm playing the foil here.
Yeah, BYU is not getting in, and I'm not trying to make that argument. I guess, to a larger extent, I'm just happy that in this world, yes, with all the flaws, because I've been saying it all along, as much as this system kind of sucks at times, it's way better than what it used to be. Because if you have a school that's willing to dump resources into it, and BYU is willing to dump resources in it, you can be a player. We're a player in basketball. We're a player in football. And I would have never thought in a million years that was possible. But the world of NIL and the world of, hey, if you've got some boosters that are willing to put up some money, including some cookie money, we can be better than Penn State. And I just never thought we'd live in that world. And so while it stinks for Oregon State and Washington State, realize that if you find a way to get a couple people that care and to dump some money into it, it doesn't take long before you can be back on top. So just, you know, it's kind of one of those things where there may be problems with this, but I still believe the system that we're in right now is way better. Because you can say, hey, we got shorted, we got screwed, but at least we're having the ability to be screwed over. We're in the old system, none of this would have mattered.
And
you would have been so far down the road, no one ever would have noticed you.
And you can rebuild really quickly when you do get screwed. Take a look at Oregon State right now. By the way, breaking news, they just flipped an Ole Miss commit, a receiver who is quite a player. So
we'll talk about this, because we got a bunch of, there's some big local news from recruiting. So we'll talk about some of the individual players, and we'll talk about some of the West Coast teams, because it was a really good day, I think, on the West Coast in terms of college football. And I think that's good, because outside of Oregon, there hasn't been a lot of positivity the last year or two on the West Coast. Although a couple years ago, there was a team out here that played for a national championship.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.